Daniel, great to speak with you this afternoon about one of my favourite subjects.
It might be nice for you. No, I'm only kidding. I'm only kidding.
If I had feelings, that'd be hurt.
No, you're a Collingwood supporter.
Exactly.
All right, let's get into, firstly, yesterday midweek grand final.
Yeah, I went AWOL from work for a little while yesterday, which is not unusual, but actually walked down the road to Golden Square to watch the Div 1 grand final. Well done to Kangaroo Flat, who beat Bendigo East in a pretty close game. It was about 9 shots or something like that in the end. But, yeah, good game. But Flat have been the best side all year, so well done to them. Bendigo East had to get there the hard way, but did it. And it was a really good game. So well done to Flat.
No doubt the celebration's continuing this afternoon.
Yeah, a few
maybe.
A few of them might actually have to be piling this afternoon. So if we see a few wrong biases, then we know where they've been.
For the last 24 hours, yeah. Absolutely.
Now we'll get into some weekend pennants. Preliminary final time in weekend pennant. So we'll go to Div 1, which is South Bendigo versus Eagle Hawk. Now, Eagle Hawk were my tips for the premiership, but the second half of the season they've been a bit patchy. South Bendigo, their second half of the season's been really good, but unfortunately last week lost to Kangaroo Flat. Eagle Hawk had a really good win over Bendigo East, and reluctant to give a tip because I think it'll be a really good game.
It's hard to give a tip, isn't it?
I've seen both these sides this year, and I think Eagle Hawk overall are slightly better, but South Bendigo have been the form team.
Yep.
And I thought South Bendigo would actually beat Flat last week, but I got that one horribly wrong. So
you're only human. Yeah. You are allowed to make mistakes.
Yeah. It'll be a cracking game, and that's at Bendigo. Div 2, it's Kangaroo Flat versus Harcourt. Harcourt have done really well in Div 2 this year because they've come up from Div 3. And so to come up a grade and make the top four and then win a final is quite a brilliant effort. Yeah. And Kangaroo Flat, while they want to make the grand final, so they're in the Div 1 and Div 2 grand finals. That would be very good achievement. Yeah. And that one's at South Bendigo. Div 3, it's Morong versus Golden Square. That one's at Bendigo East. I'll just run through these grades. Yeah, further we go down, there's less I know, to be honest. I just don't get to see the sides. Oh, gee, Kangaroo Flat have got a few. In Div 4, they're going again versus South Bendigo. That one's being played at North Bendigo. Div 5, I do know a little bit about. Calaville finished on top of the ladder.
Taking on Kangaroo Flat?
Yeah, guess what? They've taken on Kangaroo
Flat. Oh, really? Flat. What a guess.
Yeah, Kangaroo Flat, big club, but they've made finals in a lot of divisions, and Kangaroo Flat had a pretty comfortable win over Inglewood last week in the elimination semi. Calaville had a loss, so I'd expect Calaville to win that game because I think they'd be the best side all season, but it would be nice for a small country club to make a grand final. That'd be fantastic. It's Bendigo in Div 6 versus who, Daniel?
Kangaroo Flat?
Correct! Well done! No prizes for that guess. That one's at South Bendigo. Div 7 is South Bendigo versus Bendigo VRI, which is Bendigo VRI, for people who don't know bowls, is the little bowling club behind the train station up there.
Oh, okay. So the Bendigo, I thought that may have been an offshoot of Kangaroo Flat or something.
No. No.
Well done to them.
Not near Kangaroo Flat, so that one's at being played at North Bendigo, but good to see Bendigo VRI make it.
Yep.
And Campbell's Creek, another small country club, they're taking on North Bendigo. So, and that's in Div 9. Div 8, there's already premiers because I think there was only 4 sides, and so they don't get to play finals. But that's a wrap-up of bowls. Lee Schrainer played his last game for Bendigo East yesterday in the midweek grand final before he heads off to, he heads off to play in Newcastle.
Okay.
Come after the bowls season wraps up in about May. There's lots of state championships and things to go on before the end of the season proper, but we're getting close to the end of pennant season.
So what then happens there after pennant season? Is there a winter season, or is it just not put on hiatus for a while?
It's more just tournaments and things like that. So there's not a heck of a lot on. There's plenty on at a national level. There's the Australian Open, which we'll get to talk about in July, and some state events, some indoor events in Melbourne and places like that. So there's bowls is a 12-month-of-the-year sport, but in this part of the world, in winter, it's not the most ideal fun sport to play. So Yeah, we go to the footy instead. But yeah, there's still some bowls on all year round. But it's more the summer season where it gets busy.
Hey, Adam, really do appreciate your time this afternoon on the Sideline View.
Thank you.